This is Ozarks at Large. The Smokehouse Players, a Northwest Arkansas-based theater company, often strips down scripts to their bare essentials. Next month's production of Night Mother comes with a script that is already pretty bare. Terry Vaughn, a founder of Smokehouse Players and one of the two actors in the play about a mother and daughter reconciling the relationship as the daughter contemplates suicide, says Night Mother might seem sparse, but don't be fooled.
And what occurs is this gripping glimpse into this very complicated mother-daughter relationship as the mother desperately tries to stop her daughter before it's too late. It sort of examines the value of ordinary life, what gives it or doesn't give it value.
This month, we invited several people involved with the company, with the play, and an area nonprofit benefiting from the production to come to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk to us about Night Mother. It will be staged November 14th through the 16th at the original Ozark Mountain Smokehouse in Fayetteville off of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. There have been some improvements to the theater part of the Smokehouse, and we'll hear about those from Smokehouse Players co-founder Tim Gilster in a few minutes. Earlier this month, we did talk with Terry Vaughn and Tim Gilster, as well as Jules Taylor, the director, Jory Costello, who will be playing music before the play, and Ashley Graham, the development coordinator for Magdalen Serenity House, a home serving women who have experienced trauma, addiction, abuse, exploitation, and/or incarceration. The November 14th performance of Night Mother will be a fundraiser for Magdalen Serenity House. Ashley Graham says for many reasons, a collaboration with Smokehouse Players is important.
I mean, this is huge, especially whenever we think about the community connections that we like to have, because it takes a lot of resources in order to be able to serve the women that we do and the complexity of their needs. Even though we have a distinct population that we serve, they have so many varieties and differences within what they need. And also, it's just really neat, the idea of us trying to show these women that there's more out there than what they've previously known in their lifestyles. And this is a great opportunity for them to be able to participate in something that's a community event and meet other folks who are just out there enjoying the arts. And maybe it's something that they've never explored. So it gives them the opportunity to learn something new about themselves.
Clients of Magdalen Serenity House are leading lives of abuse, exploitation, and addiction, correct?
Yes.
You've been there a couple of years?
Yes, I have. I've been there since August 2017. So I've been here the full 2 years, even before the doors opened.
What's happened in those 2 years?
Man, we've served a lot of women. We've had a lot of successes. We've also had a lot of women that have chosen to go back to their lifestyle. They've either relapsed or they've gone back to an old partner. It's hard to maintain a new lifestyle. It's very daunting. Some might think that because we have this beautiful home located in Fayetteville, how could they possibly, you know, turn away from that? But the idea of having to maintain something that's so good and that's being given to them freely without any expectation of them having to offer something in return, their whole lives have been, we're not given anything unless we're having to give something in of great cost back. So something that we've learned is to, you know, give even more love than we thought possible, more second chances, also offering more policies that could help to provide greater structure for them to be successful. And to further dive into the reentry piece, we in our community, we are the only licensed facility that can house more than one female parolee together in Northwest Arkansas. So that's huge. So over the last year, we've really dug deep into that. And most of our residents do come from Arkansas Community Corrections here in Fayetteville.
Night Mother, written by Marcia Norman, earned a Pulitzer Prize for Drama in 1983. Jules Taylor, the director for next month's production, says the script is still relevant and still worth exploring.
It's kind of a scary journey on some levels. I mean, all of us had a little bit of apprehension going into it. I think the audience will, it also will challenge the audience to think deeper. But for us, you know, we're going to work on it for like 6 weeks, like go really deep. And there is some serious soul searching to be done.
And it's two characters, and there's a clock ticking, and it's actually 90 minutes in the lives of these two women. So it's real time. So the audience feels the tension as they look at the clock and know, you know, the clock is ticking. It is very powerful.
Is that an extra measure of pressure on cast and director to have real-time clicking?
I think it's going to be on a couple of different levels. One, just on a technical level.
Yeah.
Just kind of making sure we're just synced up with the actual time. And then secondly, it will be, this is really intimate. You know, Smokehouse Players is known for their very intimate theater. And so, like Terry was saying, there's two characters for 90 minutes. And so they're going to have to be, we're going to all be very aware of the time. And as they are doing it, they're going to have to be aware of making it happen in that time. And as their director, I'm going to have to really work to make sure that we're up to that point.
Do you have to, and forgive me if this is a silly question, I'm not an actor or director or in theater in any sort of way, do you have to think about actor care when you've got something like this and it's so intense and so, raw?
Absolutely. That's a great question, Kyle, and thank you for asking it. Yes. You know, actors are very sensitive people. Very, very sensitive and emotional people, very deep. And so when you're working on something this extreme, you really do have to be aware of where it's going to take you on an emotional level. And actors, especially Terry and Amy, who's playing the other role, they're very professional and they do a lot of outside work, which you usually have to do in the theater. And so we will be needing to be really aware of some of that self-care, just on an emotional level, but physically too, because we're going to have, you know, we're going to be rehearsing for 3 hours every night for the next 6 weeks. And physically, that can take a toll also.
I think where we're lucky, Kyle, too, is that Amy Eversole, who's playing the daughter, who's a fabulous actress, is a friend. Jules is a friend. And I think it helps that the three women who are going to be working intensely on this project are all like family to each other. So that makes us all feel very safe.
We're all ready to kind of like support each other in this journey because we're pretty aware of the emotional territory we're about to enter.
Jory, you'll be providing music beforehand.
Yes.
That's sort of a barrel of challenges. You'll have people here there who are visiting with each other, right? Because they're seeing each other.
Right.
You're also trying to, I guess, set the stage for the production. What goes through your mind when you're thinking about what you're going to play for folks as they're coming in?
That's a good question. It's a little daunting, but I think every songwriter can rise to this challenge because songwriters go deep, and this is a very deep play. So I did have to think about it, And I recently had three deaths in a row, right, when I was approached about this. And I thought, I can't do this. And I thought, wait, I can't not do this because this is part of our human lives. And what better way to explore this than with my theater buds and our community, because we are a really great community. And I've been in this community for 22 years. And the more I thought about what music I would play, it just started coming together. I already have my set planned, and it will, you know, set the tone for the somberness and for the complexity and for those human emotions that are difficult that we still have to go through, right?
That's before. Afterwards, at each of the performances, there will be talkbacks, correct?
Yes, we're going to have talkbacks for it. Again, the show is 90 minutes, no intermission. So when the performance is over, we'll give everyone a tiny little break to use our brand new bathrooms. And then we're going to have talkbacks. On the first performance for the benefit, it's going to be Dr. Margaret Rutherford. She'll do the talkback. And on Friday, it will be Lauren Levine. We'll do the talkback. And on Saturday, it'll be Joy Caffrey.
No.
So we're kind of, and each one of the ladies will be coming at it from a slightly different perspective because they each have a slightly different background. And it won't just be a talk back about suicide. Jules will be there if they have questions about her journey as far as the directing went. Amy Eversole and I will be there in case they want to talk about the actor's journey. It'll just be a chance for the audience to talk about any feelings or questions that they have after watching something that's rather intense.
We want to make sure there's a possibility with the show that somebody could come see it and they don't know anything about it, or maybe they do, and somehow they could feel a little triggered on something. So we just want to make sure that nobody feels that way when they leave, that they have that opportunity to work through it, to talk about it. This show is so much more than just about like a suicide or death. It's, Terry mentioned earlier about truth. It's about the human struggle of trying to speak your own truth and trying to get others to understand your truth. So the daughter is speaking her truth and trying to get the mom and vice versa, just like we do in real life all the time.
And it's how two people who are living in the same situation, seeing the same things and having the same experience, walk away from it with two completely different perspectives about who they
right.
are it, and what happened, you know.
Although it was written in the 80s, it's really not that dated at all. I mean, we're not really changing anything. There's nothing mm-hmm. dated about it. It is absolutely completely relevant. And I think right now in our history, it's relevant on a lot of levels. Mm-hmm. It's not just like on mother-daughter relationship, but even just kind of where we are in our country right now with people who are so opposing that they can't speak to each other. They can't get each other to understand in any way. And we just kind of sometimes just leave it at that instead of actually trying to figure that out with each other. So there's a lot of issues about that also.
And it's interesting too, because the mother and daughter have lived together for a very long time, but they spend their time talking at each other. They're not talking to each other. And then suddenly, because of this threat of suicide, they suddenly begin to talk to each other, and they're telling truths, and they're revealing things that they've always kept to themselves because the stakes are so high. And you just see this relationship flip, and the power flips. It's very interesting.
We heard from Terry Vaughn, a co-founder of the Smokehouse Players and one of the actors in the company's upcoming production of Night Mother, as well as Jules Taylor, the director, and Jory Costello, who will be playing music before the productions November 14th through the 16th at 7:30 each evening at the Ozark Mountain Smokehouse just off of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Fayetteville. Doors each night will open at 6:30 and tickets are free. Seating is on a first-come, first-served basis. The November 14th performance is a fundraising night for Magdalene Serenity House. A donor has pledged to match all contributions that are made that night. And Tim Gilster, a co-founder of Smokehouse Players, says patrons will be able to experience improvements that have been made since the last production at the Smokehouse.
Now there's an actual lobby. When you come in, there's a ticket counter where you can make your generous donation and you'll get your program. There's an 18-foot coat rack. So now you can hang up your coat there in the lobby. And as you come in to the right, what used to be ovens are two ADA-approved bathrooms. But the greatest enhancement is the seats. We've got 50 new padded seats, padded backs, padded seats in themselves. And so it's a fantastic enhancement. And it's going to help the sight lines because they're low. So now we've got that. So he's really turned the space over, and he's also, you know, this is a community space for everybody. There are several groups that use the space, but I'm very excited about what he's done because it's going to make the theater experience much more pleasurable.
Tim Gilster, one of the co-founders of the Smokehouse Players. You can learn more at the Smokehouse Players Facebook page. They have pictures of those new seats there as well. And finally, here's a bit from a song Jory Costello wrote and will play before each show.
In the mirror, I can see into worlds I almost know. My reflection is real, yet still unrevealed is my searching soul. Broken record in my brain, repeating the refrain, why did you go? When I reach out with my mind, can I recognize replies in the wind that blows? Are you there, my love? Are you there, my love? Are you there, my love? Are you there?
Jory Costello and part of her song, The Answer Is Yes. She'll perform before each production of Night Mother, November 14th through the 16th. This is Ozarks at Large.